Locally created,
nationally celebrated.
This is the world's car radio show. Now, here's our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Pow. Ed Kim is with us. It's Nick Miles, Automatic Andy. Breakthrough Bill is running the controls, and Ed Kim from Auto Pacific. So, Ed, before we took a quick break, we were talking about the VW bus, or Buzz, as they now call it, ID Buzz.
Right.
It's just really a minivan. And it is, but it was really seen more as a camping utility vehicle more than a transportation vehicle for people, right?
Well, yeah. You know, one of the coolest things about the original bus was that it was one of those rare vehicles where the people who bought them made it what it was. I mean, it's such a utilitarian vehicle that it can be whatever you want it to be. It's a van life vehicle. It's a minivan. It's a family vehicle. It's a work vehicle. I mean, it could be so many things. So I think part of the magic of the original bus is that, you know, it never got any kind of stigma, negative stigma, because it wasn't tied to any particular one sort of image. Unlike say a modern three-row SUV, which is nowadays very much tied to a certain purpose, which is, you know, it's a family car. I think that ID Buzz, though, you know, it's obviously going to ride on the coattails of everything that the original VW bus was. And I think, you know, because of that, that is, you know, that makes it transcend the minivan stigma, because it doesn't have to be just a minivan. There are going to be a lot of people who are not family people and don't have kids who are going to be buying the thing just because it's cool. And it's, you know, it looks, and it's, you know, it's just a cool vehicle.
I think it's super, super interesting, because it does a lot of things really, really well. But I think one of the things that we've seen, if we've been to any of these events, is we've seen massive amounts of these coming in as ambulances or as fire trucks, or, you know, people serving food out of them. So it was it was the sort of original van, not just a minivan, but it was the sort of original van.
Yeah, I agree with it. I agree with you. You're absolutely right.
And I'm not sure, the new electric one is very cool. I think they would have probably had a bigger audience if they'd also put a gas engine in it.
Plug-in for hybrid. Sure. Yeah. For sure. Actually, the one thing, I mean, you know, I'm all in on EVs and everything, but the one thing that bugs me just a little bit about the ID Buzz is that, you know, when I think of a VW bus, I think of road trips and adventures and all that. And, you know, it's not going to, you know, because it's an EV, it's not going to be able to do that task quite as easily or seamlessly as a gas car will. So, yeah, I'm with you there.
So let me ask this. Do you think it's going to be priced between about 65 and 85? Because that's my guess.
I think, now this is just my hypothesis, but I really can't see it starting at anything less than 70 grand. And the reason I say that is if you look at the standard equipment list on that vehicle, I mean, it comes pretty loaded. I mean, it comes standard with ventilated and massaging seats, for example. I mean, that's standard.
The problem being at this point is, so I know that the head of VW at the time, who is now no longer the head of VW, he's now at Scout. But the head of VW at the time said that they will not sell enough to warrant having a plant in the United States to build these. So they'll be built in Germany. And that tells me that if they have, and they can do 100,000 a year for the U.S., before they have to start considering building a plant over here, before the money gets into the red. So I'm thinking at that point is, if they're only going to have limited numbers under 100,000, let's say 50,000 plus coming into the U.S. a year, there's more people that I know, everybody I know, every weatherman at every TV station that I know wants one, right?
Right.
So I think that they're going to push the price really high because they're going to make it limited. The biggest problem is when you do that, how do you come down in price?
You know, it has all the makings of a, you know, rich person's toy. Nothing wrong with rich people and nothing wrong with toys. But, you know, I think that there are going to be enough affluent consumers out there who can afford the price tag, they're going to be the ones, that'll buy it. They're going to be the ones that can afford, the inevitable markups that we're going to see on it. And mark my words, there will be markups. I think the MSRP when it launches is just going to be the starting point. Volkswagen has been teasing this thing for I don't know how long. So, there's pent up demand for it. People want it. It's a super buzzworthy, no pun intended, vehicle. And by the time, and here's the other thing, by the time that I think, that initial, by the time that, all the affluent people who wanted one get it, I think, because it is such a high fashion vehicle, such an expressive vehicle, the flip side of being really expressive is that a really expressive design can date fairly quickly. Will an ID Buzz look as cool 5 years from now as it does, when it first launches and everyone's losing their minds over, this new Volkswagen Bus? By the time all the affluent buyers have gotten it and, Volkswagen might be, willing to, let the price come down a little bit and all that, will there be the natural consumer demand to support, 100,000 units or more, where Volkswagen would then, think about, building the vehicle here? My suspicion is probably not. I think that it is going to be a high fashion car, but like anything fashionable, at some point it'll go out of fashion.
I think you're probably right. I think also there's another issue here, and all you have to do is look down the list of things like J.D. Power Initial Quality Awards, and you can see that it's a lot of these new style electric vehicles that are in the top most problematic vehicles.
There is some of that going on. There's actually, and this is a topic perhaps for another day, but a lot of these initial quality surveys out there, including J.D. Power's, the way they weight things, if I'm frustrated with the infotainment system, well, J.D. Power considers that a problem.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as the engine blowing up.
When we talked about this at the beginning of the segment, I did say, this is complainy people. it's all moaners. It's the J.D. Power initial moaner survey.
Yeah, people that complain when they get something for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, hilarious. if I may, the reason I brought up ID Buzz is getting back to our original point, I think what's really notable about that car is that, here is an expressive three-row family, vehicle that can be used for family purposes. And, I think that's one of the reasons why it's going to be really popular. I think the message to automakers overall is that, hey, look, it is possible to make an expressive three-row vehicle, and in fact, there is a lot of pent-up demand for really expressive three-row vehicles. So, automakers really, should consider the fact that people who are raising families, they feel like they've lost some of their individuality, and let them have it. Let them have some of it back.
Give me my personality back. That's what I say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ed Kim is from Auto Pacific. This is Our Auto Expert. More on the show when we return.
Listen to previous episodes of the show at ourautoexpert.com.